Have you tried these two food hacks? The chicken tendon one had me hysterical laughing because of how excited she is about the dumbest thing.
This is just an organic breast tenderloin, but do you guys see this nasty little chicken tendon that's in there?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if maybe I'm just late to the game, but I learned that if you take a fork,
right, yeah,
you slip the tendon into the middle of the fork. You gotta, it's a little slick, so I use a paper towel. You grab the tendon,
uh-huh,
and you just push down. You can pull the whole thing out!
It is the coolest thing ever. Women get excited about the weirdest stuff. And first I was like, what is this? And then I was like, oh man, I must have watched that video 10 times. That was the, I love hacks. I did something last night that I was so proud of myself. I almost posted it on Instagram. So last night was taco night because, of course, it was Tuesday. So Taco Tuesday at my house. We're totally cliche here.
Right.
And what we do is we do like a taco station because I'm not going to sit there and make your taco for you. Sorry. You're like, I don't know what you want to put in it. I don't know how much salsa versus how many tomatoes. Like, you got to do all that stuff. It's more fun to do it yourself anyway. I grabbed this muffin tin for giant muffins. I used to make these big giant muffins and there's like 8 little muffin tin holes.
Mm-hmm.
I just put the things in there. It was perfect. Like, one of them had tomato, one had avocado, one had lettuce, one had beans. Do you know what I mean? So I was so proud of myself. I'm like, this is the greatest hack ever that I used a muffin tin for taco night.
It's only the two of you. If there is like a whole family of 10, I can understand that. But there's only two of you. And if you don't know by now what Joe wants on his taco, then you got bigger problems than Taco Tuesday.
No, I know what he wants. I don't know what order he likes it in. I don't know how much of each thing he likes.
For 25 years, you should know what he wants on his taco. What does Joe like on his hot dog?
Hot dog? He is a sauerkraut and mustard guy.
Okay, what does he like on his hamburgers?
Oh, God. Hamburgers. He puts mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, lettuce, tomato, avocado, cheese.
And if he goes to a bar, what kind of beer is he going to buy?
He doesn't drink beer. He likes bourbon.
I believe that's all wrong. I believe he would come up with different answers than what you gave, but at least you tried.
I did try. Every single thing I just said could be a complete lie. I have no idea. I don't even know if he eats meat.
So if you go to a restaurant and Joe says, okay, I'll be right back. I have to use the bathroom. And then the waitress comes up and says, what would you guys like? You're going to say, I'll wait for him because you have no idea what he wants.
That's correct.
And you've been with him for 45 years and you can't figure this out. That's pretty sad.
There's one restaurant that we go to. He gets the same thing every time. If we're at that restaurant, I can order for him. But if we're literally anywhere else, I'd be like, I don't even know this guy. I have no idea what he eats. He could be vegan. I have no idea.
I've known you for 11 years. I know exactly what you want to eat if you walk away from the table. And I'm not dating you.
All right. So you and I go to a restaurant.
Right.
I walk away from the table. What are you ordering for me?
You're going to have salmon. And some type of salad with the right. With the dressing on the side.
Exactly what I would have.
See, she
doesn't
want.
You know who doesn't know that? My boyfriend.
Cooper will look at the menu for a good half an hour and she'll right. ask you every single question about everything on the menu. But when it comes down to it, she's getting a salmon salad.
I always get salmon on salad, but it's so funny. I will ask every question. Like, if I got this, can I get it with extra avocado? If I got this, right. do you make it without chicken? Like, I ask every question. In the end, I order the same thing.
So it's easier for you just to go to the bathroom. Just leave and I'll order and you come back and you just eat and don't worry about it. But I'm scared that you do not know what your boyfriend of 49 years wants to eat.
No idea.